There's a story said over, I think in the name of one of the Hasidic Rebbes, that after Mincha one day, the Rebbe was davening, and he said Shalom Aleichem to one of the Hasidim. And the Hasid was very confused, because right before Mincha, 5 minutes before Mincha, the Rebbe said Shalom Aleichem, they walked in, they went to daven, and now he's giving me a new Shalom Aleichem. So the Chassid went to the Rebbe, he said, Rebbe, maybe you forgot, I know you're getting a little old, but you just told me 5 minutes before Mincha, Shalom Aleichem, so what's going on over here? Why are you telling me Shalom? So the Rebbe responded, I saw in your moach, when I looked at you, I noticed that in your tefillos, you went to Switzerland, you went to Italy, you were thinking about the vacation you were going on, so I said Shalom Aleichem to you now that you're back. After davening, you finished your kavanas of where you were going, but that's what you're thinking about during davening. This, unfortunately, is something that happens to a lot of us, something that we often tend to, unfortunately, get distracted in our tefillos. And there's a beautiful Torah in the Baal Shem Tov in this week's Parsha, in Perek Ches, Pasuk Aleph. The Pasuk says, in Parsha's Ekev this week, Kol ha-mitzvah asher anochi mitzav chayom tishmerun la'asos, leman tichyun ervisem uvasem v'yashem asa'art asher nishba Hashem lavoseichem. That this mitzvah, all the mitzvahs I'm telling you about, that I'm telling you this day, Moshe Rabbeinu says that tishmirun la'asos, you should dafka, hold on to them to do them well. Leman tichyun, in order that you should live and flourish and grow and bring go to Eretz Yisrael. So Baal Shem Tov says, what's this double lashon tishmirun la'asos? It could have just very well said, the pasuk could have said, everything which I'm commanding you today to do. Tishmirun la'asos, again, an extra level of your tishmirun, that you have to work hard on something, la'asos, to do it. So what is this thing that you're working hard of? So the Baal Shem Tov says that there's a klal gadol, that a person, when he's doing a mitzvah, he has to connect to the pnimius of the inner idea of the mitzvah, and also to the fact that just paying attention to what he's doing. Unfortunately, it's something that so many times that we forget about, that we daven, Baruch Hashem, people daven 3 times a day. So it's hard to have this recognition that you're standing before Melech Malchei HaMelechim with that same trepidation, the same fear on a day in and day out basis. But that's something Hashem is asking from the Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael, you need to work on this, says the Baal Shem Tov. He says, if you don't, then there's a period, and you're not connecting as much as you possibly can when it comes to this tefillah. And I saw a beautiful idea, not in this context of this parsha, but I saw a different maimer from the Baal Shem Tov on tefillah that gives a little chizuk to this idea as well. He says very beautifully that when it comes to tefillah, a lot of times people think, you know, oh, this guy has awful kavanah. I'm thinking, oh, I try so hard to pay attention. I think about the baseball game. I think about that. I think about work. I think of everything besides for tefillah comes into my head during tefillah. And he gives a beautiful mashal how chashiv your tefillah is, even when you're having those machshavas. He says that when it comes to a king, if there's a king in a palace, and the king has a lot of guards and a lot of people who make sure that people come to the king and visit the king and, you know, whatever it is. So these guards, you know, the king used to have every Tuesday, you know, rotation of people who could come visit and ask the king for whatever he wanted. So the guards would kind of do a little bit of investigation to see who is allowed to come visit the king to make sure that they're not asking something that they don't want. Because if it's something that's against the guards, it's bad for them. They're going to make sure that they're not able to come to the king. So you have on the average Tuesday, all the people came, and it's all the people that the king didn't care about. However, there was one time where a person was going to come with a bomb argument against the whole guards, that there's no need for them whatsoever. He has a replacement for them, and that and they're basically going to be taken away, and he has a whole system where it's going to be a quarter of the amount of guards. Basically, you need only 10% of the staff, whatever the number is, and all the guards are useless. So what happens? These guards try their best. They lock up the whole outside. They make sure they could do whatever they can to make sure that this person doesn't get to speak to the king. And the nimshal is that the Baal Shem Tov said that when we're davening, a lot of times if it's not something that the Satan is the one who's the guard over here. The Satan is making sure that our tefillos aren't going to be accepted, aren't going to go up to Kisei Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when it's something they don't care about, so they'll let it go up. But if it's a tefillah which they care about so much, so they do whatever they can to stop it. And he says that that's the idea of a person who has bad machshavas during your tefillah. If you have bad machshavas during your tefillah, he says it's an unbelievable certain sense. It's a maila, because you should know it's a chizuk for you. That means that the satan cares so much that Hashem makes sure that he tried to make you pay attention to everything but the fact that you're davening. So we should take this idea of the Baal Shem Tov and try to work hard and extra strength on our tefillahs. I give one more chizuk also from the parsha. The parsha says, "V'atah Yisrael, Mashem Lokecha Shoel Mimach." The famous pasuk, "Ki'im Liyiras Hashem." The famous idea, Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu says, what is it? Hashem just wants you to fear him. So everyone says, what do you mean? What is it? But we'll go and focus on the first part, the Altikre Mai Lameh. The Gemara learns out from here that there's 100 brachos every day. We know how chashuv all brachos are in life. The person gives thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a daily basis when he says these 100 brachos. We know that it stops Magefa. This is cool. A lot of people were saying during the Corona time that the idea of 100 brachos, and it's something that is such a zchus for us to be able to do, but unfortunately, because we do it every single day, we really don't pay attention. I once heard from Rav Reich Rativ, it really helped me very much with my brachos. It's a kabbal. I think if everyone takes upon himself just for a week to try this, I think it'll really change them a lot. Is that if you pause just for literally a split second, two times in a bracha, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, pause for a split second. Elokeinu Melech Olam, pause again, you'll have so much more kavanah for your brachas. And Amir Tzashem will give us all bracha that for both the davening and our mitzvos and whatever we're doing, this idea of the Baal Shem Tov, to try to work on it, to try to try to pay attention to what we're doing. You know, it's very hard. It's something that we do, Baruch Hashem, you do it on a daily basis all the time. But even that, if you're able to connect to that level, it's so much, so much greater. It's so much, so much higher. Mitzvah Hashem, have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.